Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hope you guys are doing well today. Let's get right to it. And we got a lot going on across the country. All right. Wow. So here we go. I was alerted over the weekend to a story, one that I've been covering for a number of years, involving a German family, the Romeike family. They I was the first person in the country to report on this story many years ago, 2007, 2008. I was still at Fox News. And this family had come under persecution in Germany. So the Romeikes, at the time, they had five children, and they were homeschooling their kids. Now, in Germany, that's a very difficult thing to do. The government has strict policies regarding homeschooling. And the evangelical Christian family came under attack, so much so that they were actually being levied fines because they refused to send their kids to the government-sanctioned schools, which are about on the same par, the same level as the schools here in this country. And so anyway, at some point, they threatened to take the children away from the husband and the wife. And by the way, Mr. Romeike is an accomplished classical pianist. So they sought refuge in America. And they were granted an indefinite asylum. And the Romeikes settled in eastern Tennessee in the mountains, Morristown, Tennessee. Mr. Romeike is on faculty at Carson Newman College, which is a Christian school of the Baptist faith tradition. And the family has been here living peacefully as law-abiding immigrants ever since. Every couple of years, they would check in with the immigration people, and everything was hunky-dory. They ended up, Mr. and Mrs. Romeike ended up having two daughters here. They gave birth to two daughters on American soil. Two of their children are now married, and if you know anything about the reality TV world, one of the children married into the Bringing Up Bates family. So they've got, they have some very long-established ties, and now they're very proud grandparents. Well, a few weeks ago, they got word from the Biden administration that they were no longer welcome in the United States of America. And the Romeike family, this evangelical Christian homeschooling family, has been ordered to get their passports and get out of America. They are being deported. And there's a lot of chaos and anger and frustration in the volunteer state right now. Because at this very moment, President Biden is welcoming into the country rapists and murderers and domestic terrorists. The drug cartels, they're welcome to come to America, but evangelical Christians are no longer welcome to migrate to America. So here you have a family, and they have done everything above board, and they have done it within the confines of the law. And now the Biden administration says, no, those people... those kinds of people are not welcome in America. Biden says, I want the rapist. I don't want the Christians. And so now, unless there is some sort of a massive intervention, the Romeike family is going to be deported, kicked out of the country. And folks, you should be outraged over this. And I apologize for telling you how you should feel. But I am beyond angry over what this administration is doing. In the past 24 hours, we've had 11,000 illegal aliens breach our southern border. 11,000. That is an all-time high. That is a record high. Our borders have been breached. Our nation has been invaded. We have very dangerous people that are walking the streets of our neighborhoods right now. And yet, instead of dealing with the crisis at the border, the Biden administration says, you know what? We do have to crack down on immigration. We got to get rid of the Christian homeschooling families. Do you understand what's going on in this country right now? Do you understand how dangerous of a place we are in American history right now, where Christians are not welcome in America? That we are not going to provide refuge and a safe harbor for Christians who are being persecuted for their beliefs in other countries? And yet we're going to welcome the rapists and the murderers and the drug cartels? Is that the kind of country you want, ladies and gentlemen? Because that's the kind of country you've got right now. And I'm telling you, this situation on our southern border, we're going to get into it with Congressman Andy Biggs. But here's where we are as a country. And understand where, and we have so many different, there are so many different dumpster fires burning. And we're going to get to as many of them today as we can. But here's what you need to understand about what's happening on the southern border. What needs to happen is we need every member of the Texas National Guard standing there with their guns pointed at Texas. You can fire a warning shot, but at that point you breach our borders, then all bets are off. That's how you stop the invasion. And you get the Arizona National Guard, the New Mexico National Guard, the California National Guard, and you put those military personnel on every inch of our border with guns drawn and aimed at Mexico. That's what you do. And I guarantee you, guess what will happen? The invasion's going to stop. But you see, that's not what Biden wants, because Biden and the Democrats, they want these illegals to come into the country. They want to destabilize America. That's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, Marsha Blackburn, just a few moments ago, warning of that on Fox News Channel, talking about the invasion. Cut 18.
When do we start calling this an invasion? 10,000 a day since Biden took office, 7 million. That's a population equal to the size of the state of Tennessee, Maria. And how long can we sustain this? Joe Biden, and I applaud the House for putting H.R. 2 on their CR proposal. We need to get that passed, and this administration needs to abide by the law, and they need to secure that border.
But they're not securing the border, and we know that because of this report just filed over at Fox, Cut 17.
We're getting breaking news from the border. Customs and Border Patrol sources telling Fox News they've recorded 11,000 encounters in the past 24 hours. They say it's the single highest day in recent memory in that town of Eagle Pass in Texas. Alone, Eagle Pass saw more than 4,000 this weekend. A lot of these are live images now that we've been watching throughout the morning. And screen left is from Sunday, but we saw something very similar just 2 hours ago. Mm. So it's not ebbing, in case you're wondering on that point.
It's getting worse, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely worse. And at some point, you are not going to have a country. Do you understand what Barack Hussein Obama is doing here behind the scenes? He is encouraging this, and he is demanding this, because Obama wants to destabilize America. And what better way to destabilize America than to bring in 7 million illegals? You heard Senator Blackburn. That's the population of my home state of Tennessee. But then to turn around and to say that the Romeike family, they are not welcome in this country. That tells you everything you need to know about the Biden administration. That tells you everything you need to know about the Democrats. By the way, new polling data out, 67% of Democrats say they are not religious. In other words, they're godless heathens. So maybe we should not be surprised. So we're going to be taking your calls on this. What advice do you want to give to the Romeike family? Are you willing to stand alongside of them? We actually have a petition that we have launched over at ToddStearns.com. You'll see the beautiful photograph of the family. Click on that story, and you can sign up, and share this information. Get out on social media. We have got to fire this story up. And I can tell you, we are the only conservative talk radio station in the country talking about this story. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And what do you think about my idea? Get the guard out there, guns drawn, aimed at Mexico, and you shoot anything that comes across that border. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Hi, this is Todd Starnes. You know, losing weight during the fall is pretty hard, especially with all of the great food. So let's check in with our friend Elizabeth at Calitrin. Help us out.
Well, you know, Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there. It's actually good for you, and it's proven. It's got a huge 86% success rate with our 90 days. Drug-free, stimulant-free, so it's safe with all medications. It's not going to affect those. And it's really easy, too. Once a day, right at bedtime. So you can actually be losing weight this fall with the good food and all the stuff going on. You could be losing weight, looking better, and feeling better before the holidays even get here. So check it out on our website. All the information, the science behind how it works is on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Toploss.com. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. Welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. By the way, head over to Amazon and pre-order a copy of my brand-new book coming out, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? The hardcover editions now available for pre-order, and I would love for you to get yourself a copy, and you can do that by going to Amazon or really wherever you get your books, but we're directing folks to Amazon. We want to drive up those numbers. All right, I want to go to Kaiser, Oregon. Randy is on the line. And, Randy, I understand that you actually know the Romeike family.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What was it? The years that they were going to court, and I was getting ready to go back and visit my brother. Him and his wife, he pastors a church there in Erwin, Tennessee, and he was telling me about the family. Well, before I headed back, I was friends with two of the Band of Brothers. If anybody knows about that movie,
okay. Well, let's stick with the Romeike family here. We don't have a lot of time, so
yeah. Well, that's okay. This is what I'm doing. Okay, I went to one of the Band of Brothers. His name was Bill Wingett, and I asked him if he would autograph one of his books to a German family. And he kind of stepped back and he looked at me. And goes, "What do you mean?" Because he fought the Germans in World War II, and I told him about the family, what they were trying to do. And he looked at me and he said, "I'd be honored to autograph one of my books to that family." And this is the way he autographed it: "To Uwe, Romeike, and family, your family represents what I fought for in WW2, faith, family, and freedom. May the Lord open the door for you and your family to live here in the United States of America. Your brother in Christ, Bill Wingett." That's how he autographed his book to that family.
Randy, I'm curious to know, your reaction now that the Biden administration is ready to deport this family?
Oh, I'm curious about it. You know, this family, I invited them out to dinner after church. And I went over to Morristown, Tennessee, where they went to church at. And my brother was going to go with me because he pastors a church. But things happened, he couldn't go. So he gave me a MapQuest thing to get over there. And he goes, "Here's my car full of gas. You know, enjoy yourself, and I'll see you when you get back." And when I went into the church, it was a brand new church. They just putting the finishing touches on it. And the very first person I ran into, I walked up there and I said, "Ma'am," I said, "I need to know." She goes, "What can I do for you?" And I said, "Well, I'm here to meet the Romeike family." And she says, "I got something very special for them." And she goes, "Oh," she goes, "my daughter." And I said, "I'm going." And also there's a certain class, a Sunday school class I'm supposed to go to. And she goes, "Oh, the Romeikes go to that class. And my daughter is just supposed to meet me around the corner. And she'll take you right up there." And so went down there, and her dad was sitting there, and that was who she was supposed to meet. He's looking at me, and I had my briefcase. He's, "What you got there?" And I said, "I got something for the Romeike family."
All right, what is it, Randy, real quick, because we're running out of time.
Oh, okay. So anyway, let's see. Okay, so what was the point you wanted me to make?
Okay, Randy, we appreciate the call. And again, folks, got to get to the point. right? That's, we've got a lot of people wanting to weigh in, and you got to make sure you get right to the point of what you want to say. Let's go to Tony in Hendersonville, North Carolina, wants to weigh in on the border invasion. Tony, what's on your mind?
When all this trouble just started, I got a copy of the Constitution and read it, the Constitution of the United States of America. And I got to the fourth article, and the fourth article and the fourth section within the Constitution guarantees every state protection from invasion. And the second thing it does is guarantees each state help in time of domestic violence. And neither one of those have been honored nor done by the Biden administration. And I think it's grounds for impeachment, stronger grounds for impeachment than what they're impeaching him for now. The Constitution is, the copy that I read is only 32 pages long. And I got another one to compare the words and the length of it just to make sure that they were both saying the same thing, and they were.
Well, the reality here, Tony, and thank you for that call. The reality here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Constitution clearly states that the United States government must protect every state against invasion. So if the federal government is not going to do that, you better darn well believe that Joe Biden needs to go. But the lily-livered Republicans we have in Congress right now, folks, will not do that. They will not go down that path. They're not going to impeach Biden. I hate to break it to you. It's not going to happen. Kevin McCarthy, they're not going to go down that path. They ought to, but here's what I say needs to happen, and this is where the states can play hardball. Every single border state, well, for that matter, every state in the union can send National Guard troops down to the border, and if our federal government is not going to protect us, then we have a responsibility to protect ourselves. And that's why every freedom-loving Republican governor needs to send armed troops to the border to defend the nation from the invaders. I mean, it really is that simple. How many times over the course of our nation's history have we actually fought wars along that border? Because you had thousands of people coming in from Mexico that were not invited into our country. We would call that an invasion, and we fought wars over that. So at this point, we're either going to have a country or not. I mean, that's really where we stand here. So how do you feel about this idea of getting the Republican governors together and saying, you know what, the federal government's not going to protect us, so we have to take matters into our own hands? And some people might say, well, what happens if they come in and arrest the governor of Texas? Or what happens? Well, you know what? Let them try. Let them try and do it. But I guarantee you, if the governor of Texas were to say, we're not going to take this anymore, and I have instructed the National Guard, I've instructed our people to start shooting at anything that comes across that border, you better believe people are going to pay attention. Most importantly, the folks trying to invade our country. And I appreciate President Trump coming out and saying that he's going to oversee the largest roundup of illegals in history. But I'm not sure we're going to be able to accomplish that. I mean, this is absolutely insane. Cut number 17.
We're getting breaking news from the border. Customs and Border Patrol sources telling Fox News they've recorded 11,000 encounters in the past 24 hours. They say it's the single highest day in recent memory in that town of Eagle Pass in Texas. Alone, Eagle Pass saw more than 4,000 this weekend. A lot of these are live images now that we've been watching throughout the morning. And screen left is from Sunday, but we saw something very similar just 2 hours ago. Mm. So it's not ebbing, in case you're wondering on that point.
No, it's getting worse, and it's going to continue to get worse. Again, the whole point of this is to destabilize the country. I mean, that's what it's really all about. So I would just like to see at least one elected leader up on Capitol Hill have the man parts to say, you know what, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. And honestly, if Kevin McCarthy can't stand up, and this is what McCarthy should do, as well as the Republicans in the Senate, they should stand up and say, we're not passing any we're not passing any CR, no spending resolution, until we get that border secure. It's not going to happen. Shut it down until we secure the border. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Good to have you with us. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, the polling that came out over the weekend, you know, it's funny, Trump now a 10-point lead over Biden in a head-to-head matchup. And people are freaking out over this, absolutely freaking out. Cut number eight.
There's just this simple question of job approval. Barely 40% approve of Joe Biden's performance.
And we have to note 56%. That's the highest disapproval rating for President Biden since he took office. That's significant.
Yeah, so let's take a look at what's driving that too here. In one big area, no surprise, it is the economy. Look at this contrast. This is April of 21, months after Biden took office. Nearly half the country was satisfied with where the economy was. Then, now, barely one in four. For Americans satisfied with the economy.
All right. It's not looking good. The ABC, Washington Post, NBC. And what I find fascinating about all of this, folks, is the Team DeSantis people. DeSantis, his campaign is in a free fall right now. No doubt about it. But the DeSantis people are now saying that, well, you can't believe any of the polls. As a matter of fact, the DeSantis people are out there saying, and this is the argument also coming from establishment Republicans, that every single one of these polls should be dismissed. Their argument is that these are all fake polls. Every single poll that has come out over the past year, every single one of them is fake, and it's been fixed. So, and the fix is in because the mainstream media and the Democrats want Donald Trump as the nominee. So their argument is that there's some sort of a vast conspiracy to fix every poll in America to give Trump the win when, in fact, nobody supports Trump. So the DeSantis people, if you're following the logic here, the DeSantis people say that the higher the poll numbers are for Trump is actually the higher the negatives for Trump. So if 70% of the country says they're voting for Trump, what Team DeSantis is saying, what that really means is that 70% of the country are opposed to Donald Trump. Are you buying this? Are you buying any of this? So there is a guy named Bob Vanderplatz. He's the big, huge Iowa Republican conservative Christian leader. And you might remember there was a big hullabaloo a couple of weeks back. Turns out that he has all but endorsed Ron DeSantis. The guy hates Donald Trump. And he's out there, and they're making Ron DeSantis look like, you know, Billy Graham. When in fact, and I know this is sort of inside baseball here, but a lot of people where DeSantis says he goes to church had no idea that he's actually a member there. I mean, DeSantis, he's not a regular church attender. And again, that's your right as an American citizen. But if you're out there proclaiming yourself to be the next Billy Graham, you kind of need to sort of go to church and Sunday school. You know what I mean? So anyway, you've got Bob Vanderplatz out there, and he was going after Trump because Trump is pro-life. But Vanderplaat says Trump really is not pro-life. He's transactionally pro-life. In other words, Trump really isn't personally pro-life, but he realizes that that issue is going to get him votes. So that's the only reason that he appointed three pro-lifers to the Supreme Court, and that's the only reason that Trump showed up to speak at the pro-life rally in Washington, D.C., is because it's all transactional. Well, I got to tell you something, folks. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. You got a candidate that comes out there, and I'll give you a great example. George W. Bush, who claims to be a born-again evangelical Christian. And I have no reason to doubt that at all, but I will say this, George W. Bush's appointee, the first appointee to the Supreme Court, one Harriet Myers, was actually pro-abortion. And people were so outraged in the conservative movement, she had to withdraw her nomination. So my question to you is, would you rather have George Bush, who is rock-solid pro-life, appointing pro-abortion people to the court, or would you rather have transactional Donald Trump appointing pro-lifers to the bench? I think we're better off with Donald Trump. So anyway, I have a question, though, for the Bob Vanderplaats of the world, because it turns out that some of these evangelical groups out there, to get the endorsement, it's not a matter of whether or not they've turned their heart over to Jesus. It's whether they've turned their pocketbook over to the evangelical organizations. I know I'm going to get in some trouble here, but it's true. Give your heart to Jesus and your cash to Bob Vanderplaats. I mean, seriously. And now Vanderplaat says, oh, well, that never factors into the endorsements we make. Okay. All righty. Okay. If you say so. But I'm telling you, there are evangelical groups out there and their endorsements are for sale. And you can say that doesn't happen, but we know money exchanged hands. So anyway, there you go. A lot of people very upset right now in the establishment world over these polls. Cut number 7, please.
These numbers are simply staggering for the sitting president. 44% of people in this poll say they are not as well off as they were at the start of the Biden administration 2.5 years ago. Those are the worst numbers that we've seen in our ABC News, Washington Post polling. It's a question we've been asking going back to the Reagan administration.
All right, so here's where we're at in all of this, just so you understand. This is not happening in a vacuum. It's not as if the people over at ABC or NBC or the Washington Post just woke up and said, oh, wow, the country hates Biden. No. This is Barack Obama. This is Barack Obama cracking down. Now, we warned you this day was going to come, and I told you at the time, this was months ago, I told you this was going to be very ugly for Joe Biden. Biden, and it's really Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden. She's the one who wears the pants in the household. She's the one pulling the strings on all of this. She is the godfatherette, the lady godfather, if you will. The godmother. And she doesn't want to go. She loves the power, and she believes that she can drag her husband's dementia-riddled body over the finish line here. And so that's why Obama is stepping in, and they're unleashing. And it is going to get ugly. By the way, there is some scuttlebutt. I will just share this information with you. There is some scuttlebutt that Kamala Harris could soon be out of a job. And here's how this could possibly play out. And you've got a lot of moving parts here, so just hear me out on this. So one working theory now is that Dianne Feinstein, the crypt keeper, would be sent back to California, and she would be replaced with Kamala Harris. So Kamala would give up the VP spot to become the junior senator from California. When that happens, Gavin Newsom would be appointed, or at least nominated, to be the new vice president, and therefore would be in a position to run for president should Biden not be able to make it across the finish line. That's one of the new theories. But I am just not convinced that Gavin Newsom's going to be the guy. Would the Democrat Party, in the throes of the chaos, and I'm telling you, it's looking bad across the board for Biden. I mean, people are genuinely stunned by these numbers and the polling numbers. It's unbelievable. So the question now goes to the progressives of the Democrat Party. Will you vote for a middle-aged white guy, a middle-aged, rich, heterosexual white guy? Is that going to be the savior of the party? I just don't think they can let that happen. So my money is still on Michelle Obama. I still believe that Mobama, Mother Obama, is going to be the saving grace here. And she will become the first woman, allegedly, to become president of the United States. That's where I'm going with this. And some would argue the first black to become president of the United States. You know, Obama had the white mother. That's always a problem with a lot of you think I'm joking here. That is a problem with some of the most progressive areas of the Democrat Party. They do not like the white mother. I'm just telling you, which is why they love Michelle Obama. So we'll see. It's going to get ugly. Trust me on this, folks. It's going to get super ugly. Oh, where is that story? Speaking of white. Ah, yes, here we go. We had this story up on ToddStearns.com, ladies and gentlemen. A California school district teaching children that white people have no culture. You see, I blame Barry Manilow for this. I really do. And Rockabilly. So we've got some audio. This is a Moms for Liberty member, and her child was in a high school chorus when the teacher made some accusations about white folks. They said that white people do not have culture, and also any culture we do have was actually stolen. Take a listen.
I'd like to start off by thanking the board for addressing the issue that happened with the equity studies teacher who taught in the choir class at SRV last week. As a parent of a choir student, having outside instruction regarding white privilege with the choir students was incredibly hurtful, demeaning to many students in the class. It not only created division and confusion between the students, but it was also incorrect information.
Okay, stop. So let me explain here real quick because we got to run to break here. Yeah, of course it was meant to be hurtful and demeaning, and it was supposed to cause division because that's the point of critical race theory, ladies and gentlemen. It is a slow-boiling race war being fueled and funded by American taxpayers in those classrooms. And by the way, so this teacher said that salsa was the nation's top condiment and that chicken tikka masala was the nation's most favorite meal. So I did a little bit of research before the show, and I can tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, is incorrect. It turns out that the best-selling condiment in America is Hellman's mayonnaise. And our favorite food happens to be mashed potatoes. And gird your loins, all you progressives. Both of those food groups are lily white. Just want to point that out. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's head right over to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us our friend from Arizona's 5th Congressional District, Congressman Andy Biggs. And, Congressman, I want to get to your op-ed on Town Hall in just a moment. I want to get your reaction, though, to the news just breaking that over 11,000 illegals caught entering the Arizona border sector in just 1 week. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, it's devastating, Todd, but it's consistent with the Biden policies. So the same week that you had 11,000 coming in through the Tucson sector, you had slightly less than that coming through, say, the Del Rio sector or the RGV sector, Rio Grande Valley, or somewhere near that in El Paso. But the reason that it's so remarkable in Tucson, the Tucson sector, is because Tucson sector also leads the nation in known gotaways, and we believe on the unknown gotaways every week, every month. So this is a massive number of people coming through the Tucson sector, which is a pretty good sized sector, coming over from New Mexico's border to just about a place called Lukeville, right in there. So it's pretty big, and this is persistent. This is consistent, and it's gonna drive this country off the edge along with our horrible spending plan.
I'm curious to get your thought on an idea I had. Again, the Constitution requires the federal government protect states from invasion, and no doubt that's what's happening. We're watching an invasion, but the government is not intervening. The government is not offering any assistance. I mean, why can't we put armed National Guard troops inch by inch along that border with guns pointed toward Mexico and stop this invasion?
Well, you really can. I think they can. But here's the concern that they have. So Greg Abbott has done it in Doug Ducey when he was governor before the current governor in Arizona, which has been a disaster on the border. But when they try to do it, the federal government under Joe Biden has threatened that criminal liability and individual civil liability for these National Guard troops. So if, let's say, they're saying that if you put their hands on somebody, that's going to constitute an assault, and we're going to, you know, bring federal criminal charges against you. This is why I have suggested we need to pass in the appropriations process some immunity standards for these National Guard troops, as long as they're not harming somebody with some kind of intent or that type of thing. And also to provide some kind of civil immunity for the state of Texas, where Greg Abbott is suggesting that Texas will pay to defend these people from the civil lawsuits that will occur. And if people say, Andy, you're crazy, no, I've been doing this for 20 plus years, and I can give you examples when illegal aliens have been trespassing, doing criminal damage. Somebody stops and calls CBP, and it is the U.S. rancher who gets charged with crimes, and not the people coming in illegally.
Congressman, you've got a piece up at townhall.com, an op-ed, why a continuing resolution puts America on a suboptimal path. Quite frankly, we ought to be using that CR as a way to get things resolved at the border, not a single penny until they can, you know, get a handle on things down there.
Yeah, well, you got two crashing ideas. Number one is what a CR does is that it actually continues spending and the policies of the Biden administration. So we can't do that. But we can pass the 12 appropriations bills, which we're supposed to do. And you know, Todd, in the last 25 years, there's been 128 continuing resolutions. And three times they've done a continuing resolution for the entire fiscal year. That's why we have a $33 trillion national debt. That's why this year, we'll exceed well over $2 trillion in our structural deficit, and that doesn't include the $700-800 billion that we're spending in interest. So this notion that we should just be doing CRs is just, in my opinion, is fiscally irresponsible. What we should be doing is we could take care of both problems if we did this right using the 12 standalone budget bills, which we're required to do under the Congressional Budget and Impound Act of 1974.
Congressman, is the speaker, and I know he's sort of become the central focus of a lot of folks, is he living up to the obligations, the commitments he made to the House Freedom Caucus?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the one thing that he did is he put some people on appropriations and some people on rules, and then gave us some other positions in the conference. But the most serious thing that we asked for was that you bring 12 appropriations bills and let's get back, because I think every American knows it's unsustainable, our spending level at the federal level. So we have got to bring that under control. And he basically, there was a bill done in mid-June, June 22nd, the DHS funding bill, but he didn't bring that up for a vote on the floor. So why? Why has he allowed two budgetary units, two bills, to not even be marked up yet or considered in their committee yet? That it, to me, it's almost like he wants us to go to try to govern and spend on a CR type of basis, which is really totaling this country economically.
All right, we've got about 15 seconds here. What is the next step? What should we be looking for?
The next step is you're going to see McCarthy and some of the Republicans make a deal with the Democrats. That's what you're going to see. I would, if we had more than 15 seconds, I'd sugarcoat it, but I can't sugarcoat it. That's what's going to happen. Mm. And they're going to spend money, and they're going to give money to Ukraine. They're going to actually give money to CBP, and they're going to claim that it's going to help stop the border, but actually it's going to actually facilitate the inflow of people into the country.
All right, Congressman, we got to leave it there. Appreciate the update. Appreciate you not sugarcoating it, folks. We've got a mess on our hands. We'll be right back, America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it.
Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today, and trust you are doing well. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That, again, is our toll-free number, 844-747-8868. By the way, now is a great time to head over to the website, toddstearns.com. Pre-orders of the book are going strong across the nation, and we really appreciate all of your great support. The new book is going to be out in March, but they're already launching the pre-sale orders of the hardcover edition. The name of the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And we'd love for you to head over to Amazon.com right now, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your book, and pre-order a copy and lend us a helping hand. All right, in the first hour of the program, we alerted you to a story that is very important to this show and, quite frankly, very important to America. A German homeschooling family, they've been here in this country for over a decade, and now they are facing deportation at the hands of the Biden administration. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome to the program Kevin Bowden, who is a staff attorney with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be with you.
We have been covering this story for many, many years. Back when I was at Fox News, we introduced the Romeike family to the nation, and now here they are on the verge of being booted out of the country. I want to get your reaction to that.
Well, I think it's incredible. I think it's shocking. As you know from your history with them, I mean, they are a delightful family. They came here lawfully. They've been lawfully here. They've lived here. They've built a life here. Their kids, two of their kids have married adult citizens. Two of their children, their youngest kids, are adult citizens, and they're just a delight. And so this is frankly shocking that they would be told suddenly that they need to start packing their bags and get ready to go.
So just to clear up any confusion here, they have not been arrested. They haven't broken any crimes. They have been basically law-abiding residents of America.
That's correct.
All right. So let's set this up for our listeners. Explain what happened. Did they get a call one day? How did all of this happen?
Yeah, so, you know, they were granted basically indefinite deferred action status, and as part of that status, you know, part of that deferred action, they show up for their required meetings with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They've been doing that for 10 years. They showed up for their meeting in September, fairly routine, and, you know, not for any particular reason. Nothing had gone on. It was just a routine meeting, and at that meeting, they were simply told there was a change in orders and they needed to get German passports and get ready to go back to Germany.
So what's been the reaction to the family? How are they doing? I have to imagine. I mean, this is just shocking and terrifying to these folks.
Well, it is shocking. It is terrifying. But the faith of this family is frankly remarkable. And so, you know, I spent 2 days with them just this past weekend, and in the face of this uncertainty, they smile, their kids smile, and it's the level of just kind of self-awareness and assuredness of the faith and the conviction they hold has really grounded and centered them. And I think that's remarkable because there is incredible uncertainty. I mean, in 2 weeks when they show back up, will they be taken into custody by ICE? What will happen to their children who are citizens? I mean, they don't have answers to any of those questions, and yet they live their life, they follow the law. Uwe shows up to work today as he does, you know, as he does like you and I every day. And so, yeah, they're shocked, but they are faith-filled people, and they're the kinds of neighbors that you and I would love to have on our cul-de-sac.
So there's another meeting scheduled, and at that meeting, there's a possibility they could just literally be taken right into custody and sent out of the country.
Absolutely, it's a possibility. I mean, they, you know, if you show up with travel documents, they can take you out. Of course, ICE has the ability to take folks into custody to get them the travel documents that are required and escort them out of the country. So, yeah, I mean, we don't know whether that'll happen, but the reality is they don't know what will happen. And it is, you know, it's the uncertainty of the situation that can create a lot of anxiety. What will happen? I mean, they live here, they've got a home. They've got a job. This is their livelihood. So to know that in 2 weeks that could radically change, I mean, I frankly can't imagine being in that position.
No, I can't either. And I know that their elected member of Congress, Diane Harshbarger, a good friend of mine, we understand that she has already introduced legislation up on Capitol Hill that would protect the family. This is House Resolution 5423. And I'm hoping that somehow we can get some government intervention here to prevent this from happening.
Yeah, we agree. I mean, we would love a senator to introduce a bill in the Senate that mirrors this so that those can go through. And that would be a wonderful thing to occur in the Senate. Of course, the Biden administration can simply say, you know what, we're going to continue to defer action.
Well, why are we deferring action? Let's make them citizens. I mean, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. That would be best case scenario. The short term is just to say we'll just continue to defer to action and give them a path towards lawful permanent residency status. So, but there's legislative ways to do that. There's ways the executive branch can do that. And so that's what we're asking to happen.
So what's going on here? Well, Kevin, we see what's happening at the southern border right now. They're letting murderers, rapists, drug cartels, everybody's coming across that border illegally. And here you have a German homeschool family. They're law-abiding citizens of our country here, and they're getting the heave. They're the ones that the Biden administration's setting an example with? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, they follow the law. And, you know, if you read the trial court's opinion, I would encourage folks to kind of just do some research, find out what's going on. I mean, you're looking at a family that had several thousand euros in fines at the time they left, that had armed policemen show up at their door to escort their children to public school simply for doing what millions and millions of parents do in the United States, which is educate their child at home because they have a religious conviction to do so. So we think that absolutely they have a well-founded fear of persecution. We think they ought to be allowed to stay. And they are an exemplary family in almost every way. And so we're hopeful that there will be a change and they can stay not just temporarily, but find a path towards permanent residency. That's our hope.
Well, it's just incredibly disturbing that the administration would turn a blind eye to what's happening at our southern border. And meanwhile, they're going to, you know, have these good people thrown out of the country. It just doesn't seem right. And it really doesn't square with a lot of people listening to this program today.
I have no doubt that that's true. I mean, certainly it does cause one to scratch their head.
All right. Where can people go, Kevin, if they want to get information? How can they help the family, and how can they help you guys over at the Homeschool Legal Defense Association?
Yeah, so we have a site of hslda.org/romeike, that's R-O-M-E-I-K-E, to follow their story. We do have a petition that we're asking folks to sign that we can go to the Biden administration with this petition. So if they would go to that site and sign, if you want to support them, we can go to hslda.org/donate. And give to our Freedom Fund. And we use that fund to help families like the Romeike. And as we continue to press forward, the other thing is just to raise awareness. Raise awareness of what's going on. Tell the story of this family that has suffered greatly at the hands, they wanted to homeschool back in 2006. And so we are prayerful and hopeful for a proper and right resolution to this case.
All right. Kevin Bowden, everybody, staff attorney with Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Kevin, just let us know when there are updates here.
Will do. Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, folks, we've got all the information, including links to the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, over on our website. And this is bonkers insane here that the Bidens are – we've got Kevin off the line here, so I don't want to tie him into this question I'm about to ask. But I want to know, what is it that sets off the Biden administration? What set them off here? Is it because these people are Christians? Is it because they're white? Is it because the kids know their pronouns? What is it? There's clearly something that has set off the Biden administration about this family. But meanwhile, they're going to let rapists come into the country. I just hope you folks understand the lay of the land here. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. President Trump leading in the polls. Only one network is covering President Trump's events live, and that's Newsmax. Millions have made the switch because it's the real news you can trust. I watch it all the time. President Trump says he loves Newsmax. Every night you can watch Rob Schmidt, 7 o'clock Eastern. Rob exposing the Biden impeachment truth. All this week, Rob looking at the Biden money trail and the tens of millions of dollars that went to his family. Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, just give them a call. And don't forget to download the Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. It is absolutely free, and you can watch anytime. Get the Newsmax app now. Get Newsmax at home. And make the switch. You won't look back, America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, President Biden over the weekend, speaking at the big gala dinner for the Congressional Black Caucus. It's really unfortunate because he welcomed everybody to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. No, Mr. President, it was the Congressional Black Caucus. And then this little item, when he wanted to celebrate LL Cool J.
And two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL J. Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I say boy.
Who are you calling a boy, boy? Boy, I say boy. Wow. Could you imagine if President Trump had called a black man a boy? And they don't care. They don't care. And that just goes to show you, by the way, the hypocrisy of it all. Boy. Don't you call boy? Who you calling a boy, boy? LLJ Cool J. These people are idiots. All right. Wow. President Trump is really fired up. And there are a couple of big issues. And I wish I could say this is sort of funny, but it is sort of funny. So you've got the pro-life movement, and they have their britches in a bunch. And the reason why is because they don't believe that President Trump is actually pro-life, even though history will record that Donald Trump has done more for the pro-life movement than any other Republican president in American history. So I'm not quite sure why they are so angry right now. That's what I just don't understand that. Why are they so angry over all of this? So anyway, the president is, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But the president is really upset with Republicans in Congress. And he is calling on the Republicans in Congress to play hardball. He says it's time to shut down the government and stop the fascists. The president writing, the Republicans lost big on the debt ceiling. They got nothing. And now they're worried they're going to be blamed for the budget shutdown. The president says that's wrong. Whoever the president is going to get the blame. In this case, it's crooked as hell Joe Biden. Trump says our country is being systematically destroyed by the radical left Marxist, fascist, and thugs. The Democrats, unless you get everything, shut it down. Close the border. Stop the weaponization of Justice Department. End election interference. By the way, yes, I'm just shouting here. Yes, amen. Yes, preach it, Mr. President. It's time Republicans learned how to fight. And he is so right. I mean, I have never seen such lily-livered, weak leadership. He says, are you listening, Mitch McConnell, the weakest, dumbest, and most conflicted leader in U.S. Senate history? He's already given the Democrats everything. They can't believe how lucky they got it. We need new and real Republican leadership in the U.S. Senate, not a clone of Mitch, and we need it now. So I'm curious here, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump in South Carolina right now at this very hour, and I'm curious to hear from you on this. Do you think the Republicans ought to shut it down and keep it shut down? That's what I say. Keep it shut down till the election. What do I care? What do we care? But we've got to stop funding the weaponization of the federal government. And if this is the way to do it, then so be it. And we got to play hardball. But I'm telling you right now, if the Republicans cave on this, I'm not sure they're going to win back majorities in the fall. I really think that's going to be a big problem. So I'm curious to hear from you on this. 844-747-8868. Again, our toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. We got to play hardball, folks. We've got to play hardball. By the way, cut 15, this is MSDNC talking about Joe Biden.
If you look at where Biden is right now, he's not that dramatically different from where the president campaign who I worked on was at this time going in 2011. Right. Obama was running behind Mitt Romney and basically tied or running behind the whole cast of characters who were running at that time. And he's running behind Romney. So I don't worry so much about what the poll numbers are going to say right now, because those poll numbers are going to change. What I focus is on what's the story. Right. What's the narrative that Biden has to tell the American people over the next year or so? And, you know, be truthful. Again, I work for Obama, but in a lot of ways, Biden is even better positioned than Obama was in the story that he has to tell, because he does have a story to tell about, regardless about his old age. You know what his age and wisdom has been able to do? It's been able to move transformative pieces of legislation that no president has ever been able to do before.
All right, there you go. Biden's losing everybody. So they're setting all of this up, and we went over this in the first hour, but they're setting Biden up. So Biden will not be the nominee in 2024. It just will not be him. I'm still believing it's going to be Michelle Obama. and quite frank, and maybe possibly Buttigieg. Secretary Pete Buttigieg could be on the VP ticket here. That would balance out the, because it's all about identity politics. So you're going to have a black woman, and then you got to have the gay white guy. So it balances it out for the Democrats. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. John in Kentucky. John, what say you?
Hey there, Mr. Starnes. First of all, we ought to start sending the Republicans that are not standing up for what's right and good from doing to shutting, you know, to doing what's right is concerning the budget, to taking care of our military. Just send them all white feathers, and maybe some Depends.
Oh yeah, diapers. Well, I mean, yeah. Look, I just need people that are going to be grown ups and play hardball. You know, we've got a country to save here.
Unfortunately, Todd, the whole thing about it is everything you speak is right. You speak about not, you know, getting violent, but it's just like the Republicans, they're scared. And a lot of these pro-life ones that are attacking President Trump, they are so heavenly minded that they're being no earthly good. That's all I wanted to say, Todd. God bless you, brother.
All right. Well, John, thank you for that and appreciate that call. And that's a great way to look at it. I'm telling you, these pro-lifers, it's scorched earth. You will either do as we say, politics be damned. And if you don't do what we say, we will destroy you. That is the mindset coming out of a lot of these pro-lifers. And it's just, folks, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And then they turn around. Oh, I always knew Starnes was a baby killer. Okay, yeah, come on. Come on now. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hope you're doing well on this Monday edition of the program. 844-747-8868 is our number. Let's go to the phones here. Steve in Flat Rock, North Carolina, listening to us on WHKP. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for all the great work you do.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm calling about, I think we'd be in big trouble if Michelle Obama ran for president. I feel like she cannot run, because if they followed the money, how the Obamas got all this wealth from him being president for 8 years, making $200,000 a year, I think they're going to dig up a lot of bad stuff. And he's the golden child. We can't touch Barack. So I think she's got her hands tied where she can't open up the floodgates of everybody investigating into their wealth.
Oh, wow. So you believe, to protect Obama, the husband, that Michael Michelle Obama would actually have to bow out of any kind of a race?
That's my opinion. I don't think he's free to run.
That's interesting. Now, you know, another long shot here, but again, the age factor, it could be Hillary Clinton. You know, if Michelle's not going to do it, it could be Hillary.
God help us. But I hope she runs again. I can't wait to vote for Trump again.
Could you imagine?
That would be comical if he beat her twice.
I love it. That would be
great. Well, listen, you keep the faith, keep up the good work. God bless you, and have a great rest of your day.
All right. Well, appreciate that. And thanks for listening to us again. 844 844- 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, Fox has now jumped on board the Romica family story. So welcome, and let's look. It's going to take all of us. We all have to stand together. And, you know, it doesn't bother me, Dylan. I know they didn't credit us, but, you know, that's on them. We like to do that on this program. Somebody out there doing some good journalism, we'll give them a shout-out. Fox, they don't do that. But they actually have people. This is sort of, I guess we wear it as a badge of honor. They actually have a reporter that monitors the show, and they get news tips off of what we talk about. And I don't have a problem with that. I think that's great. We've got to get the news and the information out there. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go back to the story out of California where you have a school district there. This is the San Ramon Valley Unified School District. And the kid's in a choir practice, and the teacher comes in and basically is lecturing the kids on being white. And the teacher says, white people don't have any culture, and that any culture we claim to have was stolen. Well, crap. There goes Taco Tuesday. Dadgummit. So the teacher goes on to tell the kids that basically the teacher was saying, all you white people, your days are over. Your days are over. The teacher told the kids salsa was the nation's top condiment. Why would that even? What? And that chicken tikka masala was the nation's most favorite meal. Really? Is that true? I just find that impossible to believe. I really do. I mean, I like a good chicken tikka masala as much as the next guy, but the Indian food doesn't. I don't know. I can only have it every once in a while. So anyway, a mom, and she's a member of Moms for Liberty. She goes to the school board there in California, and here's what she had to say.
I'd like to start off by thanking the board for addressing the issue that happened with the equity studies teacher who taught in the choir class at SRV last week. As a parent of a choir student, having outside instruction regarding white privilege with the choir students was incredibly hurtful, demeaning, and meaning to many students in the class. It not only created division and confusion between the students, but it was also incorrect information. During this, the teacher's discussion with the class, he stated that white people had no culture and any culture that they did have was stolen. He gave inaccurate information that the students could quickly Google and figure out that was wrong. So for the record, the number one condiment is not salsa, which he claimed was stolen. It is mayonnaise. And the number one American dish is not chicken tiki masala, which he claimed again that the white stole. It is hamburgers. However, again, I would like to thank the district for taking action and investigating the situation in an appropriate time manner and taking the measures to rectify it.
Okay, well, and I hate to correct the mom for Liberty there, but we did the research and we determined that it is correct that salsa is not the number one condiment. It is actually mayonnaise, and specifically Hellman's mayonnaise. I know I just triggered every person in North Carolina who eats Duke's mayonnaise, but I'm just reading the surveys. So Hellman's mayonnaise is the number one condiment, but the number one food in America is not hamburgers. It's actually mashed potatoes. So you're looking at mayonnaise and mashed potatoes. Both are just lily white foods. So I know that's going to really trigger some people. But I will take exception to this idea that white people, we've got no culture. I mean, we've got Waylon Jennings. We've got Barry Manilow. We've got the Waltons, the Andy Griffith Show. We've got, we've got white bread, right? Nothing like a little white bread with some mayonnaise. Ever had a mayonnaise sandwich? That's good eating. So I take umbrage, great umbrage, that you've got some teacher in California that says white people have no culture. We're pretty fly for white guys. That's what I say. We're pretty fly for white guys. Okay. We don't have much rhythm. And our dancing skills, okay. Aside from line dancing and we're pretty darn good at the line dancing. And the square dancing, too, the do-si-do, right? There you go. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to, is it Beaufort, North Carolina? Michelle on the line. Michelle, did I pronounce the name of your town correctly?
Yeah, Beaufort.
So it's Beaufort. And the reason I ask that, Michelle, is I know I'm a well-traveled man. So if you cross that border, it's Beaufort. It's Beaufort, South Carolina, Beaufort, North Carolina.
Right.
All right. What's on your mind, Michelle?
I want to talk about the border. I just can't believe what's going on, that they're letting thousands and thousands and thousands of people in our country illegally. But it's part of Biden's plan to destroy this country, you know. And Republicans, I'm so sick of Republicans. They need to grow a pair and start fighting for us. And they're not. They're not fighting for us, you know. I think that everybody that cares about this country needs to call their senator today and tell them that to shut the government down as long as it takes until our borders are closed and secure.
That's it. And Michelle, that's the leverage we have, but McCarthy and the establishment Republicans are not willing to use that leverage.
Well, that's why we need to blow them up. We need to call and blow them up. Just call all of them, you know, as many times as we have to, you know, to get our point across that we don't want this, you know, because, you know, like, for example, what are they, how can they ask for income tax? Income tax for what? We're not a country if we don't have a border. So if we're not a country, why are people paying income tax?
Michelle, it's a great question. I love your idea. So, folks, you've got marching orders from Michelle from Beaufort, North Carolina. Pick up the phone, call your elected member of Congress, and tell them to shut down the government. And if it doesn't take that many people calling in for the point to get across. But you got to be sure to tell them Todd Starnes and Michelle from Beaufort, North Carolina, said, shut it down. Shut it down. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, before I mentioned North Carolina. So there's a bit of a scandal over the weekend. You've got a congressman out there, Jeff Duncan from the Carolinas, and apparently he had a little bit of a side piece going on here and cheating on the wife. And so now they're getting a divorce. You know what kills me about people like Jeff Duncan? This guy campaigned on family values. And, you know, we're starting to see this a lot more often in the Republican Party, where they claim to be the party of family values. Meanwhile, they're shacking up. They're getting divorces. They're acting like really inappropriate at Broadway musicals. Do you get tired of the hypocrisy? We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Dylan Dandridge, I have a question to ask you about what happened at the Kansas City game yesterday. And I have a lot of friends that are Kansas City fans, and that they actually fly up from Nashville for all the games. They're at Arrowhead Stadium. And it seemed like people were more interested in what was happening up in the fancy box suites. You had Taylor Swift there. So is she, like, dating? Is it Travis Kelce? Is that who she's dating now?
Apparently. I mean, there were rumors, but apparently they're dating now.
Interesting. I just don't understand all of the infatuation. It seems to be this is all everybody's talking about in America today.
Yeah, that's all I could see when I went on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, the whole fan base of Taylor Swift came together and in football. So it was like probably the most watched game ever so far.
So I think we have to establish a couple of ground rules here. It seems to me that if you are a man who is dating Taylor Swift, number one, you've got to be woke. And number two, you're probably a beta male.
Yeah, I that's safe to assume.
She's going to wear the shoulder pads in that relationship.
Yeah.
so to speak. There.
Also, she could probably take him out to some nice dinners.
Probably so. Yeah. I mean, she's got the money.
Yeah.
I mean, so that would be the, I don't know, the sugar mama.
Yeah.
In that instance.
I think so. I think she sold out that stadium before the entire Chiefs did. So.
Oh, well, okay. There you go. So anyway, I don't know why this is all such a big deal. But anyway, yeah, so congratulations, I guess. Here's the problem, though, and this is the problem with dating Taylor Swift. The breakups are always bad, and you're going to end up being the butt of one of her songs. You know, I mean, she's going to work the word tight end to one of the songs. His tight end wasn't all that tight or something. You know, she's gonna attack the guy. I'm just saying. But anyway, this guy is a beta male. I remember him. He's the guy that did the Bud Light commercials. He's got to be wearing a man bun. Got to. I'm just saying. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for that, Dylan. Just play football. Can we just play football? All right. Let's go to Fair Play, South Carolina. Don is on the line. Hi, Don. What's going on?
I was looking at CNN last night.
My condolences.
Governor of Texas had his DPS guys put razor wire on the border. After they put it down, Border Patrol comes, cuts it, and lets a group of Mexicans come through. We're working against each other.
Yeah, Don, and that's not the first time that that's happened. We mentioned that last week on the show, that the government, Biden administration, giving orders to cut all of the barriers. And you might remember, Don, there's been a big problem with people drowning in the river.
Oh, yeah.
And they put up those big barriers, and the government came in and said, "No, you can't do that. You got to take those down."
Well, there's a conflict of sovereignty there. I mean, working against each other, the Biden administration and Abbott trying to do his thing. I mean, that's a conflict.
Yeah, well, it is a conflict, and it shouldn't be, Don. You would think the president of the United States would have only one focus, which is protecting and defending our nation and our borders from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's right. But you know what it is? It's senior dementia. He doesn't know where he is or what he's doing.
Could be. I believe in the dementia, but I think there's something much bigger going on here. But I mean, that's a fair point. Don, appreciate that call. Let's go to William in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. William, what say you?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, like that young lady out in Beaufort, North Carolina, she had a good point. We need to shut the government down and not start it back up again until we shut the borders down, plain and simple. We just balanced our budget in our state, did a lot of good things, and matter of fact, included in the budget that we did is going to help that young lady out there in Beaufort for emergency purposes in case of a hurricane or such as that. And there's some other good things that happened, and I'm sure there's some good things that happened in your state as well, Todd. So my point is all these states in the union are handling things and taking care of things in the right way, and that ought to prove and show to the government up there in the deep state of Washington, D.C., that we can do things. We don't really need you right now because you darn sure ain't doing anything for us.
William, I'm with you, and congrats there in North Carolina. You guys making headlines by balancing the budget. We do that here in Tennessee as well. And so there's no reason why we can't be doing it in Washington, D.C. William, I'm with you. Shut it down. Shut all of it down. And until we get that border secure, we don't open the government back up. If you're not going to shut down the border, shut down the government. That ought to be our rally cry. William, appreciate that call. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina. Hi, Patty. What say you?
Hey, Todd. How you feeling?
You know, I'm well. And Patty, you're a woman. So let me ask you a question here.
I don't know. Let me check.
No, this whole Taylor Swift thing, I just don't get it. Why can't we just let the NFL be the NFL?
Oh, well, you know what that stands for, right? Not for long.
Not for long. That's also Taylor Swift's boyfriend's logo. Not for long.
Well, anyway, yeah, I was going to agree with William. I mean, I live in Statesville where he lives, and yeah, shut it down, shut the government down. I mean, you know, the Democrats are flipping out. Come on, you know, really.
So you say shut it down.
Shut it down, shut it down, and you're right, they're right. Shut it down and open it when the borders close. I agree with the prior caller too. When you close the border down, we'll reopen the government.
That's it. I mean, it's really that simple. And
it's common sense. Common sense.
We are living in a very dangerous time right now, Patty, and the numbers of people that have come across the border, my concern is the number of Muslim radicals that have been allowed to enter the country, Chinese nationals, and we know that they have crossed in, but we don't know what they're up to. And my good friend Robin Poffman, the great journalist who is at 9/11, she's on the show a lot. You know, her greatest fear is that we are going to have some sort of a massive nationwide terrorist attack that's been perpetrated by people who have been allowed to cross into our country illegally. So there's a lot for us to be concerned about. Patty, we've got a skedaddle. Good hearing from you. Thank you for being our official woman of the Todd Stearns radio program. All right, folks, hour three. Coming up next, hang tight. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Good to have you with us today. Wow, a lot going on. And folks, you heard the rally cry in the last hour of the show. You've got to work the phones, light up the phones up on Capitol Hill, and we are giving marching orders to all of our listeners across the nation. We've got to convince our elected leaders to shut down this government. Not a single penny spent until we can secure the border. So the rally cry of this program, ladies and gentlemen, is very clear. Either shut down the border or shut down the government. It's one or the other. So again, we want you to call your elected leaders up on Capitol Hill, and then we want you to give us a call and let us know what they had to say. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, while all that is happening, the surveys are coming out, and it is not good news for Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, only 23% of Americans approve of how Biden has been handling the border crisis. Cut 14.
Authorities announcing there were more than 232,000 migrant encounters at the southern border in August, the highest monthly total this year. The president says his policies are working.
We put in place policies that process people in a fair and fast way.
But our poll shows only 23% approve of his handling of the situation, another career low.
Now, again, when you look at what's happening with the massive numbers of minority voters who have said, what's going on here? Because they realize all of a sudden, they realize that these illegals are being moved into their neighborhoods and their communities. You know, a lot of people got upset when Tucker Carlson floated this idea of the replacement theory. In other words, the illegals were coming in to replace all of us white folks, when in fact, the illegals are coming in and they're replacing all of the black folks. And people are starting to wake up and they're starting to understand. That's why we're seeing the massive protests breaking out of New York City. How many times have we covered these town hall meetings in Chicago where you've got black residents are saying, wait a second. Whoa, we didn't sign up for this. When we became a sanctuary city, we thought we were giving them, you know, a Diet Coca-Cola and some corn chips or something. We didn't think they were moving into the neighborhood. But that's exactly what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a beautiful thing. Because as we are beginning to see, including in places like right here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we originate this program, that many black Democrats are making the switch to the Republican Party. We saw it in Dallas, Texas, with the mayor, the black mayor of Dallas, Texas, announcing just a few days ago that he is now a Republican. This is a good thing. As a matter of fact, tomorrow in Memphis, we're expecting a massive turnout. There is a brand new predominantly black Republican club in a community called White Haven, which is a suburb of Memphis. And the community club is gathering to hear from a young man who became the first black elected to the Mississippi State House since Reconstruction. So that there's some exciting things happening where people are beginning to wake up and they're beginning to realize, hey, wait a second, the Democrat Party's been taking us for a ride. The Democrat Party's been lying to us. And it's true. They have. They have been lying to you. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. To give you an example of how the Democrats have been lying to you, just take a look at what's happening in Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, you've got a city that is now a war zone. Baltimore was a beautiful place, right? It has a great history, great legacy, and yet now it is a third world hellhole. In Democrat-run Baltimore, they just got the results of the math proficiency test in 13 of the city's public high schools. Here's what happened.
One community activist in Baltimore describing this, quote, as educational homicide, and some are now calling for the resignation of the school system CEO. Our affiliate, Fox 45 WBFF, obtained the unredacted 2023 test scores for every school in Baltimore City. This is the list of the 13 high schools with zero students who tested proficient in math. That is 40% of Baltimore's public high schools. The story doesn't end there. At Baltimore's top five public high schools in math proficiency, only 92 students tested proficient out of 809. So at the best public high schools in that city, just 11.4% of students are proficient in math. And that is just proficient. None achieved the top level of distinguished.
So what's going on here? Are the kids in Baltimore just stupid? No, they're being taught to be stupid. You're sending your kid off to the taxpayer funded school and they're coming home ignorant. And it's bad enough that they can't give you the answer to the question 2 plus 2 equals what. Now they don't even know what their pronouns are.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the whole point of this, and again, lots of dumpster fires burning all over America, but the whole point of this is the dumbing down of America. And ultimately, there's a reason why they want to do this. If you go back in time through all of history, whenever you had the fascist wanting to take control, the first thing they did was target the cultural institutions, the schools, and they intentionally dumbed down the population. And that's what this is really all about. They want to make your child stupid, and they're doing a pretty good job of it there in Baltimore, Maryland. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Dave in Morehead City, North Carolina. Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, I'm hearing the theme about let's shut down the government, which we do need to do. And I'll tell you why. You know, you continuously call out on us to talk to our representatives and everything. Like I told your call screener, how many people are up there? They're all Democrats, even though some of them have R's behind their name. And I have mentioned openly on your show several times about our representative here in the 3rd District of North Carolina, Greg Murphy, who voted. You know, he comes on and, no, Biden's terrible and everybody goes, isn't he great? He really gets it. Well, he doesn't, because he voted for the debt ceiling increase. And everybody's so worried, well, if we shut it down, we got to do this. And if we default, you know what? At some point, it is going to have to happen. The longer we wait, the worse we make it. So every representative, everybody in Congress is complicit with an open border. Everybody in Congress is a law breaker because they're not just allowing the law to be broken, they're allowing it to continue, and they're putting these plans into place. And as far as not having a balanced budget, they keep doing these continuing resolutions, because when they do that, money flows. And they say, oh, okay, you know, now grandma gets her check and she can go out and buy her can of dog food or whatever. But what they don't say is, without a budget, again, like I told your call screener to use the Dave Ramsey term, with a budget, every dollar has a name. Well, without a budget, allocation is kind of nilly, you know, willy-nilly. And so they can kind of shift money. They're taking money away from veterans and giving it to illegals. You know, when my great grandkids are born and I call the parents and say, hey, can you guys get formula for your kids? Because if they can't, I'll look for it. I'll send it to them. And pallets. I don't know if you remember this, pallets of baby formula sitting out in the open for the illegals at these camps for free. That,
well,
we
sure
paid for.
Now, let me say this, Dave, and back to your Congressman Greg Murphy. If Dr. Murphy's out there and he is taking sides here and he's supporting the continuing resolution, he's got to be primaried. I think any Republican that does not put a stop to this right now needs to be primaried. And we're going to have to send a message to Capitol Hill, because at this point, what is the point of having a Republican majority in the House of Representatives?
That's right.
I mean, really, what's the point?
Well, there is. That's why I said they're all Democrats. Some of them have an R behind their name. If you call his office, I'll guarantee, because I bugged the crap out of those guys. If you call his office, well, I can't speak on behalf of the congressman. Well, then why are you answering the phone? Or, you know, he did this, he did that. I'll tell you what, with all the Marine installations that we have in this district, military installations, but, you know, we've got Camp Lejeune, we've got New River, we've got Cherry Point, all these. And he said on the radio, I wrote a letter to the commandant because of the illegal mandate of the vaccine. And I asked him to reconsider the Marines that were released from active duty. Some of them, you know, got.
Okay. I want to bring us back in here, Dave. We're getting off into another subject here. But I think the point here is that we have got to hold these Republicans accountable. Dave, I appreciate the call. And if Greg Murphy is not doing his job, and if he's not delivering on his campaign promises, you're out of here, pal. I mean, it really is that simple. Let's go to North Carolina, Charles. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Todd, as far as this border goes, a couple of things. One, stopping the flow, and two, what do you do with the ones that are here illegally as far as getting them out? But we've just reached a tipping point, and over the weekend when I saw those images of people coming across the border,
We're just being invaded. And not only are we being invaded, but it's being facilitated and encouraged by Joe Biden. I just thought back, what would happen to Franklin Roosevelt had he allowed, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, how about if he had allowed the Japanese to invade the West Coast because he didn't like the culture of the country and he's trying to remake the nation into another, you know, something other than what it's supposed to be. But I heard you earlier, and you're exactly right. We need to marshal all those resources we have using the Texas National Guard and other states with their National Guards to seal off that border. I think Governor Abbott needs to make a state address to the citizens of Texas to declare an invasion. And I think the Texas state legislature should demand that Biden be impeached for not upholding Article 4, Section 4, protecting the state of Texas. Ask for volunteers, armed volunteers, to be deputized and go down there just to stop the flow. But as far as getting them outside, that's going to be more difficult. But, you know, Joe Biden's allowed this. I think you're going to have to eventually station people at hospitals, urgent care centers where illegals are going to go. You may have to set these agents up outside of schools. But the first step is cutting off all the money. No more $1,200 a month check. No free housing, no free health care, no free education, none of that. And go after companies that are going to hire these illegals. Ask them to leave nicely. And if they don't show up and they don't start leaving, then we're going to have to take matters into our own hands, because if somebody breaks in your house, you ask them to leave, and if they won't leave, eventually you're going to have to throw them out. And that's what we're going to have to do.
And you will see massive uproar from the Democrats. You'll see it from the religious community, because, you know, the Southern Baptists are just as woke as everybody these days. And they will pitch fits like you have never seen before. But, Charles, I would just encourage people to do some homework and look at what's happening right now in Italy and across other parts of Europe. They have been overrun, and you literally have thousands and thousands of North Africans, men of military age, just like what's happening on our border with Hispanics, of military age men that are trying to invade their countries, and Europe is just about lost, and I'm not sure there's anything they can do about it. We've still got a fighting chance, but not for much longer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But, something's got to be done immediately, but the first step is sealing off that border. And, you know, when Donald Trump gets back in office, hopefully he can, take measures to declare a national emergency to take measures to throw these people out. Because
all right,
they've got to go.
Yeah, yes, they do. They've got to go. Charles, we've got to go, too. Appreciate that call. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. You hear a lot of our guests calling out on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're honored by those words, Patriot Mobile. And let me tell you why. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They're literally fighting for our freedom every single day, and we love their partnership. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Now, let me tell you what you're going to find when you go there. You're going to find a wireless carrier that actually cares about you, and it's run by Americans for Americans. You're going to call their telephone number, 972-PATRIOT. You're going to have an American citizen picking up that phone and talking to you. Every single penny they have goes to supporting great conservative causes across America, and I can appreciate that. Now, you say, well, what about the cost? Well, you know, it's pretty cool. They've got a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big, no matter how small. Patriot Mobile is going to work with you. If you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, some exciting news here. They're going to give you additional discounts. And everybody who uses my first name, Todd, they're going to give you free premier activation and a free gift. All you have to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd and use that promo code Todd.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns radio program. Hope you are doing well wherever you might be across America. Again, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Well, there's an interesting story up on the website, toddstearns.com, and it involves the Department of Veterans Affairs. So they have gone full-blown woke, and instead of actually taking care of our military veterans, they have decided to involve themselves in the sex and the gender wars of the day. So the VA now posting some information on its website. As a matter of fact, they have an entire section, an entire division of the website, and they're actually telling veterans that they can now select their preferred pronouns. They're also providing gender-affirming care to the veterans. Now, our good friends over at Libs of TikTok have a video, and this video footage was shown at a seminar on how to provide reproductive health care training to men who think they are women. And the Veterans Affairs Department now says that men can not only get pregnant, but they can also have babies. Now, for the record, we believe on this program that to be categorically false and also a biologic impossibility. One of the seminar leaders said, quote, "Not all people who seek abortions identify as women. A person who is pregnant is inclusive and preferred. They would rather refer to the person as a person who is pregnant rather than pregnant woman. According to the VA, not all people who seek abortions identify as women." Well, what are they going to do? So a guy shows up. Let's just say you've got a full-grown guy. His name is Larry. Larry, the veteran, shows up at the VA hospital, and they say, "Larry, what's the problem?" "Well, I'm pregnant." "No, Larry, we've run the test. You're not pregnant. You've just got a bad case of acid reflux. Take a Rolaid." And go, what, really? I mean, come on. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Good to have you with us, America. By the way, breaking news out of South Carolina, where President Trump just purchased a gun. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump at a campaign stop, and he just bought a Glock. So lock and load, America. I love this president. How can you not love this president? All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. And by the way, do you have a gun recommendation? I mean, if Trump's, it looks like he's putting together an arsenal, what would you recommend the president have there at Mar-a-Lago? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Atlanta. Cynthia is on the line. Cynthia, I know you want to weigh in on this border situation. What's going on?
Well, I tell you, I did call my Senator Ossoff. I've called him before, and I was met with a very pleasant lady, and I said, I am tired of my border being open. I am tired of going to Walmart and Target and seeing four little women sitting there with three kids and a baby on her lap saying, please, I need food, I need food. Men who I don't even know if they're safe or not, I see them in the stores, and I wonder if they're safe because of all the things I'm hearing on the news. And I said, what exactly, what law has he put forth to shut the border? Well, he hasn't, ma'am. I said, what law has he co-authored to shut the border? Well, he hasn't, ma'am. And I said, so what is he doing for me? I said, if we were to take the word illegal crossing or illegal aliens coming through the border and put the word Russians there or Chinese there, and we were to say 2,000 Russians crossed the border today, or 2,000 Chinese, or 2,000 North Koreans crossed the border today, they might pay more close attention to it, but they're not. And I said, what exactly has he done for 2 years for us?
It's a great question. And Cynthia, let me just throw this out there for you. And again, you bring an interesting point. Every single state, every town, every community is a border state, is a border town right now in this country because of those policies.
I totally agree. And we're seeing it in our town. We're seeing it. And you want to help because you're human. But I understand it is not there for us anymore. We cannot handle it. The statistics office says, 400,000 died. Let 400,000 in because nobody's having babies anymore. But it doesn't say let 4 million in. And we're set up for destruction. We're set up. Biden's office is setting us up for destruction. And I actually said to her, I said, I am telling you, if he does not vote to shut down this country, I'm going to shut him down because he's done nothing for me.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, Cynthia, gotta run, but I appreciate that sentiment, and that's what you have to do. And folks, you in Georgia, my sympathies. You've got a couple of leftists and one communist representing you in the United States Congress right now, and it's a tough road, but you gotta fight back. All right, let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. Pepper's on. Is this really Dr. Pepper? Is that your real name?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello, Dr. Pepper. Then you make a refreshing beverage.
I wish I did, Todd. I'd like all the money from that, but unfortunately I was a teacher.
Well, what a great day. Well, all right, Dr. Pepper, what's going on? I know you want to weigh in on what's happening in Baltimore.
Yeah, Todd, I love you as a brother in Christ and as a fellow Bellevue member. But, Todd, unless you've ever taught in the system, you don't know what it's like. You really don't. I mean, you and I, they stopped the draft of Vietnam when I was a senior in high school, and you're a lot younger than me. And we can watch all the movies and read all the books, but unless you were there, we will never know what it was like to be in Vietnam. Same thing with teaching.
Would that prevent me from offering an opinion or having an opinion on something?
It makes it more valid, Todd.
Well, I'll tell you what makes it valid, Dr. Pepper, is that the surveys came out, and they said not a single person is math proficient in Baltimore. So what would that tell you? Is that a problem? Would that give you an indication that there's a problem there?
Yes, it would, but it's not just something happened overnight. It's been a problem for a while. It just got too big to ignore. And there's two absolutes in education. One is no one can learn from another person. And the other one is that unless somebody wants to learn, they're not going to learn. So if kids come to school with without valuing education, it's not valued at home, or they don't want to learn it, it's a moot point. Now, there is a psychological condition with not being able to do math. And I've actually seen that in one or more kids.
So overall, nationwide with the education system, would you say that we do or do not have issues in public education in America?
Oh, my gosh, yes. But they're not working at solutions, Todd. You can blame the teachers all you want.
Well, I'm not blaming the teachers.
No, wait a minute. I'm not just saying without you. But there needs to be some onus put on the kids. They need to make every activity an earned activity. You know, you don't need to start football for everybody if you got people playing football who aren't performing in the classroom, who can't come to class on time, who can't come to school on time. We got to love them enough not to let them participate.
Well, I agree with you there. I'm just trying to understand what you're – it sounds like you're trying to take me to task for bringing up the Baltimore story. And, again, I'm not making up these stats. Literally zero students are math proficient in the Baltimore school system.
Right. And what's their proposal to deal with that?
I don't think they recognize they have a problem, Dr. Pepper, to be perfectly honest with you.
Todd, the elephant in the room got so big that it just can't be put back in the cage now.
Well, all I know is that we've got to figure out a way, and I think in a lot of these cases, a lot of these school districts, you've got teachers that are caught between administration and the teachers' unions, and they're trying to figure it out. They just want to teach the kids. But the kids are not learning. But ultimately, and Dr. Pepper, I don't know about you, but back when I was a kid, my parents made sure I knew how to read and write before I stepped one foot into that school board or that school schoolhouse. And I think that's the big issue here is that moms and dads have completely abdicated, in some cases, they've abdicated authority and responsibility to get their kids educated.
Right. You see, you used the key word there was parents.
That's it. Mom and dad.
They had expectations and obligations for you, and they had boundaries for you.
That's it. Dr. Pepper, we got to run, but give us a call back. I like the way you think. We go to church together, but that's like a huge church. It's like, 15,000 people go to church. So anyway, I'm trying to meet everybody. All right, there you go. So folks, who do you blame here? I mean, do you blame the schools? Do you blame mom and dad? I don't think you can blame the four-year-old, right? I mean, however, if you're 16 or 17 and you don't know how to read or write, that's a problem, and that's kind of on you. But again, we'll open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in my hands, if you're watching us on Newsmax, you're going to be able to see what I'm about to share with you on the radio. This just in from Somerville, South Carolina, where we can confirm that President Trump has just purchased a gun. It is a special Trump edition Glock. So the president's face is actually emblazoned on the handle. This is a really great looking gun here. The president. the president buying at least one Glock that we know of. He was also accompanied by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. They're at the Palmetto State Armory. That, again, is where the president is out on a campaign stop in South Carolina. So lock and load, Mr. President. Good for you, sir. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. So happy to have you with us today. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're very excited to welcome a brand new guest to the program and a great new sponsor. You've heard me talking about the wellness company and the incredible work they're doing. TWC.health/Stearns is the website. That's TWC.health/Stearns. Dr. James Thorpe is on the line with us today. Dr. Thorpe, hope you're doing good.
Todd, it's a pleasure to be on your platform, and it's a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you.
Well, we're just so excited, and personally, I'm very, very excited about the wellness company and the great work you guys are doing. And before we jump into some of the big stories, I do want you to take a moment and explain to our great listeners what you guys at the Wellness Company are offering to our listeners.
Well, listen, Todd, the healthcare system, the standard healthcare system, the hospital systems in the United States of America, under the guise of HHS and CDC, they're all captured. They're locked into a death narrative. They're pushing deadly vaccines with false advertisement. We represent a parallel healthcare system, and there are others, but TWC.health is the one that I'm honored to be with. Listen, I was fired from one of these healthcare systems for speaking the truth of the vaccine just a few months ago. So we're offering a system that is not focused on money. We're focused on not profit. We're focused on truthful information and making the American people, the global citizens, healthy and well with safe medications and truthful medical information. That's what the Wellness Company is about. That's why I am proud to be employed by the Wellness Company as their chief maternal and prenatal health officer.
I think it's just tremendous. And the emergency medical kits that we've been promoting, I've already ordered mine. And it's, you know, quite frankly, Dr. Thorpe, it's this idea of being prepared. And we encourage people to be prepared, to engage in the Patriot economy. And, you know, don't be left, you know, without when something bad happens in this country. And as we learn through this global pandemic, there are bad things that can happen, and you need to be prepared to protect yourself and your family.
That's absolutely right, Todd. Listen, I've been, for the last 25 years, I've stocked up on medications, potentially life-saving medications for my patients and my own family members and friends. I've done that for 25 years. This emergency medical kit, put out by the Wellness Company, this is an incredible bargain. Every American, every global citizen should have one of these. And listen, there's other parallel healthcare systems that are offering this too. I think ours is the best, and ours is the best option. But it doesn't matter where you get it from. Buy one. Every single household on the globe should have this. Listen, stay away from the healthcare systems. They're corrupt. And they're captured, and they're killing people. They are killing people with a death narrative that they are locked into from the massive amount of monies they've received from this corrupt administration. HHS and CDC are corrupt. Just listen to Representative Kathy McMorris Rodgers and her chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee addressing the American people on September 5th. You know, they've been acting illegally for the last over a year. These massive amounts of money, they're captured, they're corrupt. This administration is off the rails, and so are the healthcare systems. So are the hospital systems. American people, get out of bondage. Get out of the healthcare systems. They're killing you for profit. for their own profit and power.
All right. So, again, Dr. Thorpe, and again, you've got some great resources there at the Wellness Company, twc.health/Starnes. That's twc.health/Starnes. And, you know, some of these things like ivermectin, these are things that are included in this this emergency kit that quite frankly, every American citizen needs to have on hand.
That's absolutely right. There's 8 different medications in there, all of them literally potentially life-saving. Very, very important to have available. I just was called by a friend who was visiting Mexico on vacation. Well, he got sick. He had no availability of medication. But nobody should ever go anywhere without one of these on a trip or have at least one of them in their household. These are life-saving medications, all 8 of them, and they're necessary to have on. The government is broadcasting medication shortages, food shortages, and they're putting out false information for these dangerous vaccines. Do not take the vaccines. Get a stock of safe medications, potentially life-saving medications, and check out some of the other safe and natural supplements that we have available and that we have researched.
All right, good stuff. And we're coming up on the top of the hour here, Doctor, but to your point, I waited until my doctor told me and said, hey, get the vaccine. I got the Moderna vaccine, and 2 days later, I was in intensive care suffering from myocarditis. So you can believe I learned my lesson the hard way. But again, people need to do their homework, and they need to research and make these decisions for themselves. That's why we appreciate what you guys are doing over there at the Wellness Company.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right,
thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Dr. James Thorpe, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Chief of Maternal and Prenatal Health for the Wellness Company, new sponsors of the program. twc.health/Starnes is the website. And this little emergency kit is really kind of cool, like you would go out on a vacation or something and you put your essentials. They've got a little pouch, and it's got ivermectin. It's got all these things you would need. That would become very hard to find. And we discovered this during the pandemic. It was just hard to find some of this stuff. And you're going to have it handy, and it's just a great, great system. So go check them out, twc.health/Starnes. All right. Wow. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. This just in from the Washington Post. They are now calling their own polling results into question. This is how crazy it's getting. So Washington Post released a poll over the weekend. It showed President Trump beating President Biden by 10 points, and now they're calling that poll an outlier. I think the only people out there lying would be the Washington Post people. They realize exactly what's going on here. And I know that Team DeSantis is out there, too, and they're calling not only that poll, but all the polls an outlier. But the reality is very clear here, folks. The mood in the country is angry. And the mood in the country is not wussy. And the voters are looking at the Republican lineup, and they want to say they want to vote for the least wussy of the candidates. And right now that guy is Donald John Trump. They want to elect somebody who's going to go in and fix stuff. And they're absolutely tired of people like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell that are out there always capitulating to the Democrats. So, anyway, I've got a lot more to say about this. And, folks, hang tight. Hour 4 of the big show continues on Newsmax in just a matter of moments, and we'll talk about that. Some great guests coming up as well. That's going to wrap things up on the radio. We've got to call it a day here, folks. ToddStearns.com. Go check out the website, download the podcast, and pre-order a copy of the brand-new book, Be Good America.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.